Cleaning up after a major oil spill is a huge challenge. After the BP Deepwater Horizon disaster, the federal government estimates responders removed only about a quarter of the nearly 5 billion barrels of oil released. One Alaskan thinks he's figured out a better way to do it. He doesn't work in a lab, he doesn't have any fancy degrees, but some experts think he may be onto something. Alaska's Energy Desk's Elizabeth Harbaugh reports.
See, that was to look like a net.
Kevin Kennedy is poking around what he refers to as his mad scientist den.
Here's my very, very original model, just to test it.
It's a garage that smells strongly of oil, cluttered with mechanical parts and tools, right behind Kennedy's house in South Anchorage. Here, Kennedy's poured his soul, and he says his retirement, into developing a new kind of oil spill cleanup technology. Kennedy knows just how damaging an oil spill can be. On Good Friday in 1989, he was getting his shrimp boat ready for a day of work in Prince William Sound.
You know, I didn't have any idea how big it was until I got 3.5-4 hours out of Whittier and got to Night Island Pass, and then you could smell it. Yeah, and then you could start seeing it, and it just kept coming and coming and coming.
The day the Exxon Valdez ran aground was Kennedy's last day as a shrimper. He helped with the cleanup effort instead. Since then, Kennedy has gone from occasional tinkering to all-consuming work to develop a better way to clean up oil spills. On his website, Kennedy's posted videos of his inventions at work. This is the sound of him testing one he calls the Otter Skimmer on a spill off Louisiana's coast. A net extends into the ocean, corralling the oil towards a little red pontoon boat. There, a device separates the oil from the water and pumps it into a storage container. Kennedy claims it works a lot better than the equipment response teams use to clean up oil spills today.
You know, nobody makes anything that works in Alaska until it hits the beach.
But for a self-taught, self-funded inventor like Kennedy, trying to break into the market has been a long, hard journey. Over the years, Matt Melton has heard Kennedy's pitch a lot. Melton is general manager of an oil spill response team based in Anchorage called the Alaska Chidot Corporation.
In the last 10 years that I've been in this business, Kevin's been there too. He's kind of he's just always there. It's quite amazing. He's a unique man.
Melton says Kennedy's an unconventional figure in the oil spill response world, but he also thinks he may be onto something. He says Kennedy's device is efficient at separating oil from water, which makes it easier to store the waste during a cleanup. Alaska Chidot Corporation can't endorse his equipment, but on certain uniquely challenging spills, Melton says he thinks Kennedy's device might come in handy.
If I had an oil spill tomorrow and I called Kevin and he had one sitting on his shelf, I'd take it in a second.
But oil spill response teams like Melton still aren't rushing to buy Kennedy's technology. Most already have cleanup equipment on hand that meets all their requirements, and they're used to using that equipment. And some experts disagree with Kennedy's assertion that the equipment hasn't improved at all since the Exxon Valdez.
The bread and butter, the basic equipment, hasn't changed a whole lot. Like, you still use the same type of equipment, but there have been certain improvements to some of the equipment.
That's Richard Bernhardt, who works on oil spill response with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. Bernhardt says skimmers have gotten a lot more efficient since Exxon Valdez. Barclay Lloyd agrees. He's the president and general manager of Alaska Clean Seas, an oil spill response group on the North Slope. But Lloyd says that doesn't mean there isn't room for improvement.
You always want more. It's always great to have the solution to everything.
Kennedy says he isn't promising a solution to everything, but he thinks his spill technology is an important step in that direction.
And I'd be a fool to sit there and say it's because I'm going to save the world. When I first started into this, it was because I knew that there was a better way to do it.
Kennedy is determined to keep pushing forward until response teams actually start using his invention to clean up oil spills. Then he says he doesn't want to invent another thing again. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.